Chapter 4. One of the inescapable features of modern life is fast food. Everywhere we go in the world today, we find the familiar fast food chains selling hamburgers and French fries that sometimes seem to dominate public dining. This can perhaps be seen as one of the byproducts of globalization, but is it really a welcome one? The great selling points of these chains are the relative cheapness of the meals, the quick and efficient service, and the fact that the customer can be confident that the food will be basically the same, no matter which country he is eating it in. However, not everyone is going along with the spread of fast food. In fact, a movement has arisen called slow food, to combat the way of thinking underlying not only fast food itself, but the whole modern food industry, with its emphasis on standardization and mass production. This movement advocates eating good, nutritious food at an unhurried pace. In other words, a return to the civilized eating habits that existed, at least in theory, before the rise of the fast food chains and instant meals for microwave ovens. The symbol of the slow food movement is the snail, which always goes at its own pace. Its slogan is, "Good, clean, and fair food." This means that the quality of our food should be good, that it should be produced in ways that don't harm the environment, and that food producers should be paid fairly. The movement's goal is to make people better informed about nutrition and the ways in which food is produced. Indirectly, it is an effort to resist globalization by promoting local production and maintaining regional variety in food.